The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Buddy, Dennis Prager here, and the reason I wasn't here Monday and Tuesday, yesterday and the day before, that Sunday was the wedding of my younger of my two sons, and we had a lot of family things to do. I'm here in Florida. The wedding was at my older son's home, so it was particularly moving in having that wedding at one son's home of the other son. Doesn't get much better than that. I am a profoundly lucky and grateful man. I will have a lot of thoughts on the wedding, the male-female hour, which follows this. It was a profound experience. And I have an interesting question for people to dwell on. You know, I think about everything. So here's an interesting thought. What's the most joyful experience? The birth of your child? Just talking about children. The birth of your child, the marriage of your child, or your child having a child, meaning a grandchild for you. And I would argue that the case could be made, obviously, they're all terrific. The case could be made for the marriage. It is the occasion that most people go to, putting aside a funeral. It's not a joyous occasion unless you're happy the person died. But I would argue that just that fact makes it clear how incredibly important people consider a wedding. Very, very few people at the wedding were from Florida. Many came from the West Coast, where I live. And many came from New York City, that area, and areas, and other parts of Florida. The very fact that people do go to, so many people go to the wedding more than any other event. They don't go to the birth of the child, obviously. And they don't go to the birth of a grandchild. The event that they go to is that. And in Jewish life, which is the case here, the more people attend the wedding than the bar mitzvah. So people who say it's just a piece of paper, young people who don't want to marry, or middle-aged people for that matter, I don't need to marry, it's just a piece of paper. So why does everybody make it a big deal to go to your wedding if it's just a piece of paper? Apparently, most people don't think it's a piece of paper. Most people in your life think it's a very big deal. That's why they attend. That's why they go from wherever they do and spend money and take off time to go to a wedding. Because there's nothing bigger. Just another argument that I would offer to those of you dismiss weddings, dismiss marriage. It was a phenomenal day. I feel very, very lucky. And because I am very, very lucky. So anyway, more about that later. Just thought I would explain my absence the last 2 days. I have another interesting thought. Maybe I'll talk about this on the Happiness Hour. I have said often that I have opted in life in terms of happiness to be at a constant 7.5 on a 1 to 10 scale. That is, to me, preferable to experiencing 10s and 9s, because inevitably you will also experience 3s and 4s. in terms, again, of happiness. So I am at a pretty constant 7.5, which is pretty high. I'm not, it's not not mediocre. It's top three, top quarter of the happiness scale. But as I said in my talk at the wedding, this was as close to 10 as you can get. And I wondered, would I end up at a 3 the next day or, you know, some few days afterwards? Thank God that has not happened. But that was about as close to a 10 as I've ever experienced. So that's I'm broadcasting from Tampa, where I had talks for the St. Pete station and the Tampa station. They're extraordinary in the Salem world. They're just so well run and such wonderful people here that it is a joy to be in one of my favorite areas of the country, as I've said so often, Tampa Bay. I find the people particularly friendly. There's so much wonderfulness about this area. It's on the west coast of Florida, more towards the middle of the state than the southern part. And I can understand people living here. I'm broadcasting from my colleague Mike Gallagher's studio. Thank you, Mike. And I understand why he moved here. A lot of people have moved to Florida. And I understand the temptation of moving to Florida, weather notwithstanding, just for Governor DeSantis alone. And he is a phenomenon. A very interesting case was made to me. I had my wife and I had dinner with Dave Rubin and his spouse David. Two wonderful, wonderful human beings. And he made the case for DeSantis staying in Florida, not running for national office. He said the states are what will fix the country. Making Florida a model is more important than what could be done in Washington. I don't know if I agree, but I do respect the argument. And that is what is happening. Out of nowhere, so to speak, Florida has become a model of liberty and a model of eloquent opposition to the destruction of children's lives by the left. They signed the law that is called by the lying media, and it is a pure 100% lie. Don't say gay. The word gay doesn't even appear in the bill, to the best of my knowledge. Don't say gay. The left makes up a lie, and the entire media, called mainstream media, follow the lie. And the LGBTQ activists, among the meanest human beings in the country, they, of course, threaten companies to go along with the lie. The biggest liar is Disney, which also happens to be the biggest employer in the state of Florida. Nevertheless, DeSantis, despite that, the people of Florida support DeSantis and this bill. Why should 5-year-olds be discussing sexual orientation or sexual identity or sex? It might as well be named Don't Say Heterosexual Bill. Why are they corrupting children's souls and minds and robbing them of innocence? And why is Disney going along with this? So that is an interesting. Why is Disney so despicable? So despicable that I would never attend any Disney place, Disneyland or Disney World. It takes a lot for me to advocate that people boycott a company. It takes a tremendous amount because all the companies are rotten. The bigger the company, the more rotten it is, the more cowardly the CEOs. American Express is a good example, Coca-Cola, Verizon, Nike. I mean, I don't know of a big company that is an exception to the cowardice rule. Cowards run our companies. And in the case of Disney, let me tell you what I just found out here. The Disney president of content. This is Daily Mail. I believe it is today. Yes, March 30th. Disney executive who is the mother of a transgender and a pansexual child says she wants at least half of all future characters to LGBTQIA or racial minorities. I have more.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they'd expected. Some own coins that have done better than they expected. Or maybe you just want to cash out and do something else with the money. Markets change, and to understand the current value of your precious metals portfolio, you should get a new valuation. So I'd like to tell you about my friend, and he is, otherwise I never use that term, Nick Rovich. Became my friend because I so admire his honesty and integrity and knowledge of the coin world, of the gold world, the silver world. He's owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion for over 40 years. Nick has built a reputation for trust and honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. Nick won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, I believe he offers the best price, trade, and consignment deals compared to anyone. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review for free. That's right, free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Call Nick at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694.
Like everybody, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. Coming to you from Tampa, where I gave talks for my Tampa Bay area stations, St. Pete and here. And I'm with you 2 days. What is this, Wednesday? 3 days. 3 days after my son's wedding here in Florida. The one who lives in Pennsylvania came to the home of the one who lives in Florida, and I'm still somewhat on a high, which is not common for me. I don't get on highs. I'm naturally ebullient, but not on highs all the time. Anyway, let me remind you about saving $800 a year per family. I verified this because I actually went on a Pure Talk to test it. Is it true? Is the same service as AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon? And by golly, it is. So you now can have four lines with talk, text, and data for just $64. Not per line, for all four lines per month. The average family saving is over $800 a year. Find out how much you can save from your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Dennis Prager. And this month, you'll save an additional 25% for your first 3 months off just saying Dennis Prager. #250 on your phone. So here's the story from Disney. I'm going to get that for you because it's there's a war. Obviously, you know there's a war in this country. Those who want to ruin children's lives and those who want to protect children. The left is out to ruin children's lives by robbing them of their childhood and by robbing parents of their authority, even over young children. So I will dig this up for you right now. I was reading to you from the Daily Mail. Disney theme parks no longer assume that little girls want to be called princess. In fact, they no longer say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You hear that? The theme parks don't say Disneyland, Disney World. They don't say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. They say dreamers and friends. They're sick. These people are sick. Understand that. They are pathologic. the denial that there are boys and girls in the universe, that you are offending anybody by saying boys and girls. Do you understand? That's not just evil, it's sick. These people are sick. Sick is the norm on the left. As Orwell said, good is bad, up is down, two and two are five, sick is normal, normal is sick. Normal is sick. That you desire that your boy be a boy and your girl be a girl. You are a hater. You are the sick one. That's what they say on the left. You give a penny to Disney, you are encouraging the ruination of the society. Get it? Disney is an enemy of the good. Get that clear. And it's sad to say that in Florida, since so many people's incomes are dependent upon it. You take your kids to Disney World, you are giving money to people who have contempt for your family. Get it? I'm sorry. I wish people could raise the hundreds of millions necessary to create another theme park in Florida so that when that shuts down because most Americans won't go to it, the people of Florida will not suffer unemployment. A Disney executive in charge of content vowed to up the ante on gender politics during an all-hands meeting, promising that at least half the characters in its productions will be LGBTQIA. I know up to Q. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, I guess inquisitive. And what is A? It's hard to keep up, isn't it? Or from racial minorities by the end of the year. General Entertainment President Carrie Burke, another destructive woman. I was naive, I guess. I thought it was in female nature to protect children's innocence. The disproportionate number of people active in depriving children of innocence in our society are female. How's that? Still believe women are better than men? That a society run by women would be a good one? Asexual. I stands for intersex. Thank you. Not inquisitive. All right. Intersex and asexual. General Entertainment President Carrie Burke said during a company-wide Zoom call, Disney must do more to be more inclusive. The call was part of Disney's Reimagine Tomorrow. Boy, whenever I see the word imagine, I get scared. I know morons are involved. Promises that 50% of characters and content would be from underrepresented groups by 2022. Meanwhile, Disney's diversity and inclusion chief, Vivian, is that she has one name, is that right? Said they no longer address theme park visitors as ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, but instead as dreamers and friends. Burke choked up Monday, saying the issue hit close to home because of her children. I'm here as the mother of two queer children, actually one transgender child and one pansexual child, and also as a leader. Really, she has one child who doesn't believe that he or she is his or her sex, and one child who is pansexual, does not have any sexual identity as boy or girl. They are very lucky to have this mother. You think she had anything to do with this? You think this is completely natural to boys and girls? Where were they 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago? She has one pansexual child and one transgender child. I'd love to know if she has a husband, father of their children. Another woman, television animation executive producer LaToya Raveno, gushed about Disney's inclusivity and boasted about adding queerness to shows and productions. Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to my not-so-secret gay agenda. There you go. But if you ever say there's a gay agenda, you're considered a homophobe. Right? Well, the only question about the Civil War in this country is whether you'll fight. I'm Dennis Prager.
Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that out around 2006, and towels changed forever. He found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And that happens to be true. I use them. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, by entering the promo code PRAGER. Or call 800-761-6302 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code PRAGER.
Hello, everybody. Dennis Prager here. One of the highlights of March, which is fundraising month for PragerU, is talking to members of Prager Force, young people from around the world. I assume that this is the case here. I know that. And this is Jocelyn Moon, who is in Thailand. She's the daughter of missionaries who had to flee Burma, or Myanmar. I prefer Burma, but it is what it is. After multiple threats and restrictions on their ministry, and now they're living in Thailand. You can watch her on the Salem News Channel, because you can see the program on video. Jocelyn, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, thank you.
Are you a member of Prager Force?
I am. I'm one of their influencers.
Really? So do you have a podcast? What do you do?
I create some content for them and just work with a lot of the members, and yeah. Attend all the events. I really love it.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
How'd you get so mature?
Great parents.
Oh my God. This is like music to my ears after what I just reported about Disney. By the way, folks, if you want to fight, help PragerU, okay? I want to put it as directly as possible. You worried about the country? You worried about the sick content given to kids? Help PragerU. Everything you give today and tomorrow, that is today, the penultimate day of March, tomorrow, the last day of March, is tripled. Give $100, it's $300, thanks to donors. So you grew up in Burma.
Well, I grew up first in Nevada, and then I moved around the states a little bit, and actually moved over to Burma when I was 11 years old and lived there for about 5 years.
Oh, so you just recently fled.
Yes, we fled about 9-10 months ago, this last summer, and we came over after living about 6 months in the coup.
6 months in what?
In the coup. So the military had a coup, and we lived there kind of in the
war zone. Oh, I see, the coup, C-O-U-P, yeah. So why did they start persecuting your family?
Well, we were in a very Christian neighborhood. So we were threatened, but we weren't threatened as much as the people. We were just kind of in the middle of the fire. So our church was kind of a refuge for the people to come to, the youth to spend time together, kind of escape the situation. And it was the only church that stayed open. And because of that, it did become quite popular and got a lot of light shed on it.
How did the government react to that church?
Well, it wasn't a huge issue at first, but a lot of the people that came to our church were people active that were protesting and kind of fighting for the democracy of their country. So we were kind of known as the people that were around them, and we did stick out a bit as Americans, so we were easy to spot.
And you felt that you needed to flee because?
Well, we were actually going to stay as long as possible, but we decided that as long as we could do active ministry in the church, we weren't going to leave and we were going to stick it out. But we got kicked out of our building and had no other options and then had to leave. And we just had, there was a lot of factors. We were getting a lot of threats. We got kicked out. And that's when we had to.
You got a lot of threats from the government or from others?
We actually got a lot of threats from the people saying that as we weren't doing enough. So it was a big kind of scramble of different people. It was very heated. There were people trying their best, but the country, they were fighting for a democracy that they never had in the first place. So it was a very difficult situation.
What is the dominant religion in Burma?
Buddhism.
Are the ones who are hostile to your church, are they practicing Buddhists?
They are, yes.
So people generally associate Buddhism with openness. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that it depends. In all different countries, it's a bit different, I would say. As right now I'm living in Thailand, which is also a Buddhist country, and they treat it very differently.
Right. So it depends. So as is usually the case. So yes. I'm going to come back to you and Prager you and Prager Force in a moment. It's a remarkable young woman, Jocelyn Moon in Thailand. We have Prager Force members all over the world. Hello, everybody. Dennis Prager here, here in Tampa, actually, and I'm speaking to Thailand and Jocelyn Moon, who is a Prager Force member in Thailand. She was spent 5 years in Burma. What a life you have. How many siblings do you have?
I have 3 siblings.
Older or younger?
1 older and 2 younger.
So how did you find out about PragerU in Burma?
So my mom has always loved history. And so whenever we had a sick day or we wanted to watch TV, she would make me watch PragerU videos. And I'll be honest, I found at first I was very hesitant. But then I was, when the coup happened, I was kind of starting to realize have a realization of what socialism was, and I sat down and I watched PragerU videos for like 6 hours straight, and ever since then I've been super active.
And now what are you doing to influence others?
I'm making content, just talking to people, writing articles.
That's fantastic. Have you met other Prager Force members from other countries?
Yes, I've met so many, and I love talking to them. I talk to them all the time. All my best friends are all Prager Force members.
God, I tell you, with all the news in the world, this is such a beautiful little island of health, and I'm so happy you're on that island and that we have you. One day you'll have to come to America, and we'll have to meet. I think
definitely.
Yeah, you're a treasure there. Are you studying at a school or homeschooled?
So I'm actually finishing up my senior year of high school, and then I will be returning to America to start at college at Liberty University.
Did you learn any Burmese?
I did. I learned a little bit.
Say something to me in Burmese.
Okay. Ming Laba is okay.
Ming Laba? Ming Laba? Yeah. M-I-N-W-A-B-A?
M-I-N-G-L-A-B-A, I think.
Ming Laba.
Yes.
I like that. How do you say, let's all go study with the Ayatollah? Now, that was a joke. I can say that in Farsi, and it drives Persians crazy. Anyway, you are a gem. So in 30 seconds, make the case for people And this is completely spontaneous, folks. Make the case for people to donate to PragerU.
Okay. Well, PragerU hasn't just impacted my life. It's completely changed it. It's created a family and like I've never had before. An amazing community, and it's just changed my life so much, and I don't know where I would be without it. It's taught me history, economics, anything I needed to know. Anything I need to know, I know where to go, and the contacts I've made are incredible.
Wow. That was great. Final question. I always love asking this, and I want my listeners to know this is completely unrehearsed. I have no idea what Jocelyn will say. Do you have one or two favorite videos?
Yes. I've always loved the video of Will Witt doing the campus walks, and he did one, pretty sure it was on socialism. It may not have been directly on socialism, but the topic was socialism, and that is the first one I watched that really stuck with me. One of the videos. One of the 5-minute videos on feminism.
You remember who gave that one?
I cannot remember her name right now, but I know she's really great.
She is great. I also can't remember the name, and I know she's great. Well, so are you. We're delighted to have you. I look forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, folks, good people are divided among three groups: those who fight, those who help the fighters, and those who do nothing. Helping the fighters is as good as fighting. No supplies, no fight. So please help us in this regard. Whatever you give will be tripled today and tomorrow. PragerU.com, 833-PragerU. Okie dokie, let's see here. I'm giving you the report on Disney. And Governor DeSantis, whom I'll be with, by the way, Thursday night, is a special PragerU event, and he will be there. I will be in dialogue with him, and of course I'll report to you what transpired. Perhaps we'll even, depending on him, we'll publicize the entire dialogue. The war on children by the left is perhaps the most despicable part of the left. But you have, the American people have the chance to protect their children, to protect civilization. They no longer say boys and girls. I warned you about this years ago when I got a report from South Carolina, I believe, the teachers were told not to call their students boys and girls. And I know that when I say these things when they're new, people think, oh, big deal. And then it, of course, it never stops. It's not going to stop with one South Carolina school. So if you think your child is a boy or a girl, don't go to Disney. Do you think if the world is divided between boys and girls, men and women, don't go to Disney? Don't buy a Disney movie. Don't stream it. There are plenty of fine movies. Or if you want, maybe the old movies that actually acknowledge reality. There is a way to fight back. What if we don't fight? We lose. The woman directing this at Disney has one child pansexual and one child transgender. Think it has anything to do with the mother? We'll be back. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. And Colorado Springs, Michael, hello.
Hello. I was just curious how it was that you came to embrace the strategies and tactics of the cancel culture.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the entire first half hour of your show. I mean, if MSNBC told their listeners or watchers not to buy MyPillow products, I think you would say that's cancel culture. But when you tell your millions of listeners not
you're,
to...
You're right. It is a very very fair question. I hear you.
Either movies.
Right. That's right.
That's cancel culture.
That's right. So it is like saying, when did you embrace war, Dennis? The answer is, when attacked, you have to respond with war. And Dennis, when did you embrace killing? Well, when somebody came to kill me, I killed him. Your question is stupid because you're an absolutist. All right, all right, bye-bye. There's only one thing that I don't accept. No, two things. Calling me names and laughing. It shows you have nothing to say when you laugh. You sound like an idiot. Dennis, when did you embrace cancel culture? When they came after me to cancel everything good in my society, that's when I embraced it. Okay? Is there anything Disney could do that would not necessitate saying, don't go to their stinking amusement parks? What if they said, welcome to America, the cesspool of racial hate? Hey, folks, welcome to this crappy country called America. What should I say then? Folks, use your money to support Disney. In general, I hate killing. Sometimes you have to kill. It is moral to kill. I hate cancel culture. Sometimes it is moral to engage in it. And it is not cancel culture. It is not because of their opinion. I would invite a Disney executive onto this program. That's cancel culture. You don't even know the definition of it. It is where people can't speak. Not when you boycott despicable anti-American, anti-family, anti-children institutions. I hereby open my microphones to any Disney executive, any, to talk about this subject. Would they invite me to a Disney park to discuss the opposite? That's cancel culture. Glad I took the call. I really am. But, sir, if you ever call again and you start laughing, you'll laugh on your own. We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.